handed evidence from its probe into state-captured Eskom to the Commission of Inquiry headed by Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. This was revealed in Parliament yesterday by National Assembly House Chairperson in charge of committees, Cedric Froelich. Parliament's Public Enterprises Committee launched its investigation into allegations involving the Guptas and Eskom last June, while the Home Affairs Committee has been inquiring into the naturalisation of some family members. The Mineral Resources Committee is set to launch its own inquiry into former Minister Mosebenzi Zwane and the Guptas' purchase of Optimum Coal Mine. Gay Davis has more.
House Chairperson Cedric Froelich says he met with the Commission's lead investigator, former Auditor General Terence Nombembe, last week.
Volumes of transcripts of committee minutes and other evidence that was before the respective committees were handed over to the Commission. It was agreed that the National Assembly would cooperate closely with the inquiry as the need may arise.
Froelich praised the work done by the committees and evidence leader, Advocate Ntuthuzelo Vanara.
Threats, intimidation and allegations of financial enticement could not sway their commitment in the execution of their responsibilities.
Vanara faced death threats and was allegedly offered a bribe by former State Security Minister Bongani Bongo to quash the Eskom inquiry. Gay Davis, Eyewitness News, Parliament.
It's emerged